sex, religion, and mental hospital incarcerations. Some years ago, I was visiting a group of friends who were psychiatrists and psychologists who told me, in essence, that a majority of people who were incarcerated in a mental hospital where they worked near Spokane, Washington, were there as a result of their confusion, either about religion or sex. And I'm sure it wasn't only their confusion that put them there, it was probably also their behavior.
That is not surprising, because both the subject of religion and the subject of sexuality point toward the origin of human beings. Many people look to religion to help them understand why they are here. They want to understand their purpose for being here, and they want to fulfill that purpose. And the subject of sexuality is the means through which they came forth into their physical bodies. Most religions offer tremendous patterns of pushing against as they scrutinize human behavior, looking for evidence of wrongdoing and sin. And often, that perceived wrongdoing is pointed toward sexual behavior. Every thought that devalues self, even if it is spoken from a religious platform, causes separation between the human physical self and the non-physical inner being. And that is, in fact, what confusion is. Only people severely separated from source would offer an act of hostility, violence, or sexual aggression. There is a powerful connection there. Since they are focused upon lack, they take the subjects that are of greatest importance to them and focus upon the lack side of it.